Dr. Warren Slayton is a board-certified physiatrist who is trained at the best institutions for medical school through fellowship training. He graduated from Washington University Medical School in St. Louis. He completed a residency in physical medicine and rehabilitation at University of Medicine and Dentistry of New Jersey at Newark and Kessler Institute for Rehabilitation. After a few years of practice, he completed a spine fellowship at Florida Spine Institute in Clearwater, Florida. He is board-certified in physical medicine and rehabilitation with a subspecialty certification in pain medicine, medical acupuncture, ozone therapy, and bioidentical hormone replacement. With training in musculoskeletal ultrasound, prolotherapy, neural prolotherapy, platelet-rich plasma injections, and neural therapy, Dr. Slayton has now brought all of his experience and expertise together to establish the Regenerative Healing Center right here in the heart of Ridgewood, New Jersey. Now, here's Dr. Slayton.
Good evening. This is Dr. Warren Slayton, and welcome to the Regenerative Healing Show. Right here, we are live at the WABC studio, right above Madison Square Garden. The number to call in if you have any questions, we're going to be talking about neck and back pain. The number is 800-848-WABC, 800-848-9222. Or you can call my office after the show at 201-882-1500, 201-882-1500, or you could check out my website, njprolo.com. So we're going to talk about prolotherapy, and we're going to talk about neck and back pain. So, and we're going to talk about how prolotherapy is used for neck and back pain. So first we'll talk about prolotherapy. I've talked about it before for other conditions, and prolotherapy is a phenomenal treatment that strengthens ligaments, tendons, and even cartilage. And the way it does this is with a dextrose solution that gets placed near the ligament, near the tendon, or at the in the joint space. And the body, it kind of creates a little bit of irritation, and the body reacts by growing stronger tissue. So, and when that tissue grows stronger, when the ligament grows stronger, when the tendon grows stronger, the area is stronger and the pain is better. So it's a great treatment for any kind of pain. And today we're going to focus on neck and back pain. So I'm going to talk a little bit more about prolotherapy as we go along. But now I'm going to talk a little bit about the neck and the back. So we'll start with the back. The back, the low back, the lumbar spine is basically, if you look at it from the side, it almost looks like a ladder, one block upon another. And those blocks are called the vertebra, the vertebral bodies, and they're stacked on one another. But they're not totally stacked on one another because they're separated, much like rungs on a ladder. But in the spine, those rungs, the vertebral bodies, they're separated by a disc. And the disc is kind of like a cartilaginous fibrous type of tissue that when it's young has a spongy quality to it. But once you get past the age of 20 to 25, it really starts to dry out. So by our 30s, the discs are really starting to dry, but there's still some jelly in the middle of that disc. And when that jelly pushes through the outer part of the disc, that's called the disc herniation, and that can really be painful for a nerve. And we're going to talk about how that happens, why it happens, and what we could do about it. So the disc itself, okay, is, like I said, it dries out over time. For everybody, the disc wears out over time. And when and part of the reason it wears out is because the ligaments in the spine loosen over time. And when those ligaments loosen, there's more stress on the spine. There's more give in the spine, and that weakens the disc. And when the disc weakens enough, that disc will start to A, degenerate, or B, herniate. So let's talk about the degenerative disc. Now, it's very interesting. There's a term that you may have heard, and it's called, and anyone with back pain may have heard this term. They go to the doctor, they get an x-ray, and say, oh, you have degenerative disc disease. Well, that's nice to know, except I think it's a misnomer. And the reason is because the disc degenerates normally as part of aging. So it's not really a diagnosis. It's not really a disease. It's just what happens as the spine gets a little older. So by the age of 50 to 60, everyone's has, quote, degenerative disc disease. But if everyone has it, is it really a disease? But the good news is that the pain that this process is causing is a lot of this pain is in the joints and is in the ligaments, okay? And what joints is the pain in? It's in the small joints in the back of the spine called the facet joints. And the facet joints are another spot where the vertebral bones connect with one another. They too can get kind of arthritis, but these are true joints. They have little joint capsules and they have ligaments around the joints. And when those ligaments weaken, that sets up more wear and tear in the joint, and that can be a cause of pain. So what do we do about this pain? That's what we want to know. And one of the things to do, a great thing to do, is prolotherapy. As I said at the top of the show, the prolotherapy, by acting as a mild irritation, by placing the dextrose around the ligaments around the spine, that irritation leads to strengthening of those ligaments around the facet joints and around the discs. So it's a great way to treat back pain, because when those ligaments get strengthened, a stronger ligament is not going to be producing as much pain, and it also stabilizes the spine. And that stabilization of the spine is so important for preventing further degeneration, and also so the movements that cause irritation are going to be less pronounced, because you're going to have stronger ligaments holding everything together. And that's what prolotherapy does, is it strengthens the ligaments, and that way the spine holds together better, and that's less pressure on the discs, less wear and tear in the discs, and less of that disc degeneration. And more important, less pain from that degeneration, because you're stabilizing the structures and strengthening them. We can compare that to steroid injections in the spine, which weakens those ligaments and makes things over time less stable. So the way to go is not with a steroid injection. The way to go is with something that strengthens the spine, and that is prolotherapy. This is Dr. Warren Slayton. I'm at the Regenerative Healing Center right in the heart of Ridgewood, New Jersey. And right now, I'm at the WABC studio right on top of Madison Square Garden. So you can call me at the studio here, 800-848-WABC, 800-848-9222. Or you can check out my website, njprolo.com. Or you could call my office after the show, 201-882-1500, 201-882-1500. So I've talked a little bit about a lumbar disc herniation. What happens when that disc, it's like a little piece of jelly in the middle of cartilage-like fibrous disc, okay? As that disc wears out, as that disc degenerates, it gets weaker. And as it gets weaker, that little jelly in the middle, just like jelly being squeezed out of a jelly donut, can squeeze out and pinch on the nerve. So what do we do about it? That can be an acute situation. That's where someone gets that can be a real herniated disc, and that can be a source of severe pain down the leg. You can get nerve involvement down the leg. But the good news is that many times, by strengthening the ligaments around the disc, we are able to stabilize that situation so it's not causing as much pain. So the first thing is, when you have a herniated disc, is to reduce that pain. That someone comes in that severe pain, and that pain can be excruciating, agonizing. Someone can be laid up in bed, and we want to reduce that pain. And the way one of the ways to reduce that pain is with a good prolotherapy treatment, where you strengthen the ligaments around the disc, you stabilize the whole spine, so there's a lot less vulnerability to that pain down the leg. So many times someone with a herniated disc, any little movement will set off the severe pain. Well, when you stabilize the spine with prolotherapy, when you stabilize the ligaments, then all of a sudden there's less pain down the leg. And then we can get in the process of healing the spine and resolving the herniated disc condition. So let's talk about another aspect of the herniated disc type of pain, and that is this pain down the leg that you're getting when you have this disc may be coming from that disc pinching on the nerve in the spine. But what's very interesting is it's been very well outlined that a lot of that disc pain that's going on, or a lot of that leg pain that's going on, is referred from the ligaments. What does that mean? It means these irritated ligaments in the spine, in the lumbar spine, or in the sacroiliac area, or even in the hip area, these ligaments are sending pain signals down the leg. And so when we treat those particular ligaments, the pain is better. So it's not always the disc and the pinched nerve that's causing all the pain. It may be contributing to the pain, but so may those irritated ligaments. So you treat those ligaments and you improve the situation. And so that's why prolotherapy is such a great treatment for acute back pain and chronic back pain, because, and especially the arthritic back pain, is ideally set up to be treated by prolotherapy. And what do I mean by this? Well, the arthritic back pain is basically the spine is discs coming together and joints in the back of the spine coming together. And it's basically, this arthritic back pain is each of these joints starts to get bone spurs, they get stiff. And part of the reason they're getting bone spurs is because they're unstable, so the bones start to rub against one another. So you treat the you're not going to get rid of the bone spurs with prolotherapy. We're not trying to do that. But what we are trying to do is treat the ligaments, because why? The ligaments are a big source of that pain. That's why prolotherapy is such a great treatment for your back pain. It's a great treatment for this chronic arthritic type back pain. It has a gazillion names. Lumbar disc disease, I already mentioned. It's not really a disease because everyone gets some wear and tear in their spine. Another term for it is spondylosis, or just plain old osteoarthritis in the spine. All these conditions describe the same situation, which is the bones start to rub against one another because the ligaments are not holding everything in place. So you strengthen the ligaments, you start to hold everything in place better, and that's what you're doing to treat the pain, and that's what you're doing to get not just a quick fix like a steroid injection, you're getting long-term results. And you're doing it, what's beautiful about the way you're doing it is you're doing it in a natural way that builds tissue. And that when you're building tissue, that's a healing response in the body. So prolotherapy triggers the body's healing response. So that's the way you want to get better. You don't want to get better with surgery. I mean, you want to get better with surgery, but you don't want to have to go through surgery. You don't want to have a steroid injection. Steroid has all kinds of toxicities attached to it. What you want to do is do prolotherapy and build your tissue naturally, and with your body's own healing mechanism, for not short-term relief of back pain, but long-term relief of back pain. And that's what prolotherapy is about, and that's why it works so well for back pain. This is Dr. Warren Slayton. I'm at the Regenerative Healing Center right in the heart of Ridgewood, New Jersey. Right now I'm at the WABC studio on top of Madison Square Garden. You can call me at the studio here at 800-848-WABC, 800-848-9222. Or you can check out my website, njprolo.com, or you can call my office after the show at 201-882-1500, 201-882-1500. So now I'm going to talk about another type of back pain, and that's from the sacroiliac joints. The sacroiliac joints are, sacrum is tailbone. That's that big, broad bone. It's shaped like an upside-down triangle or a pyramid-like appearance, and the iliac, that's part of the pelvis bone. So it's sort of where the pelvis meets the spine. It's a very important joint, and they say that it's not a mobile joint, but I can tell you this much, there's a tremendous amount of ligament support for this joint. And when there's a tremendous amount of ligament support, it tells us that the joint wants to move, but these ligaments are holding it in place. But when these ligaments get lax, well, that's a big setup for sacroiliac pain. And when you get sacroiliac pain, it can be mild, where you just have a little mild buttock pain, but it can be excruciating. In fact, sometimes it even gets confused with disc pain. So sacroiliac pain and disc pain can be confused for one another, because the sacroiliac pain comes from those ligaments. And remember I told you those ligaments refer pain to the leg, just like a disc pinching on a nerve does. So sacroiliac pain needs to be treated. And the best way to treat sacroiliac pain, hands down, is prolotherapy. Sacroiliac joint injections don't work. There's no surgery for sacroiliac pain. At least there shouldn't be, because nothing works surgically for sacroiliac pain. But prolotherapy does work, so it's a great treatment option for prolotherapy. So right now I'm going to talk to Sherry in New Jersey. Sherry?
Yes, hi. Hello?
So...
Hello?
Okay. Sherry, you there?
Yes, I'm here. Hello?
Hello, Sherry.
Yes, hi. I hear you. I'm listening to you for the first time, actually, on the radio. And I'm listening. Hello?
Yes.
I know that you're talking about mostly the lumbar spine right now, but I have a question on the cervical spine.
Okay.
Is that okay? Am I a little premature in asking?
A little premature. As you know, that's the second topic that we're covering. But ask your question, and I'll see if it leads into my talk or if it's a specific question I can answer for your neck.
Okay. It's actually about my husband. He was in an accident, and he had a herniated disc at C5 and C6.
Uh-huh.
And he's been in pain for, it's a number of years already. We tried a number of things. We went to so many neurosurgeons, neurologists, et cetera. And the majority of them told us not to do surgery, so we didn't. They wanted to do, can't remember what it was called, a discectomy.
Oh, boy, yeah.
But, you know, I was just wondering, is you know, I don't know, I mean, I guess I'm a little premature, but I want to make sure that I don't miss you. Does this prolotherapy also, is it something, or are you going to talk about another kind of a therapy for the cervical spine?
Yeah, so I'm going to be talking about prolotherapy for the neck, and it really works very well for the neck. The neck is so ligament-based. I know that, you know, I understand he has the herniated disc.
And he has trouble turning. I mean, sometimes he feels like he's in a vice. He's not on medication.
Uh-huh.
He doesn't feel like he can function on it, but he's constantly in pain 24/7.
Yeah, so I will answer your... question as I talk about the neck, okay? So
okay.
Stay with me here and we'll go through it.
Okay.
But it's a great leeway for the neck, because I've talked about some of the conditions I've wanted for the low back, and now I want to talk about the neck. And with prolotherapy for the neck, okay,
mm-hmm.
It's a little different than the lumbar spine for a couple of reasons. One is that, remember I was talking about those big building blocks for the lumbar spine. Well, for the neck, everything is a lot more tighter together. The vertebral bodies, the spine bones are a lot smaller, and the space between the bones is a lot smaller. So everything kind of comes together as almost like one big bone mass, but there should be a lot of movement that allows us to turn our heads, to nod, you know, to move in different directions. But when those ligaments are unstable, and after a motor vehicle accident, the most common injury is to the ligaments. And the reason the disc herniates is usually because the ligaments get so loosened that disc pops out. Nothing's holding it in place. And the pain that comes on from that, what happens is, and I'm not sure if he has a lot of muscle pain in the neck, but what happens is, in response to that loosening of the ligaments, the neck muscles really tighten up, and you get this spasm. You get filled with these trigger points, and the trigger points, all these trigger points, you could inject them from here till from today to tomorrow. You could put Botox in to quiet down the muscle for 3 months, and it works, but only temporarily, because the problem is in the ligaments. And the reason the problem is in the ligaments is because when you have these loose muscles, when you have these loose ligaments, the muscles have to do extra. The ligaments should be holding the neck in place when you do these movements. And when they're not, the muscles have to do the work, whether it's the trapezius muscle or the cervical paraspinals. So they tighten up like a rock. And the reason they're tightening up is to hold it in place, because the ligaments aren't doing their job. So with prolotherapy, when you strengthen the ligaments, that is the way to resolve the problem. And so it's a phenomenal treatment for the percentage of success for back pain is very high. But the percentage for neck pain is even higher because those ligaments play such a crucial role in neck pain. So and it's a very relatively straightforward treatment. You know, you're just basically going up and down the spine, treating those different ligaments. And many times there's involvement of the scapula, which is the shoulder blades, because those muscles get involved too. So you have to strengthen those muscles at the shoulder, the tendons at the shoulder blade. And many times also there's headaches associated with it. And those headaches come from the loose ligaments in the upper neck. So we also treat just under the bottom of the bottom of the skull, really, because those ligaments get very lax and there's some tendons there too, but they respond beautifully to prolotherapy. So it's a great treatment, not just for neck pain, but for those headaches, because so many of these headaches are tied in with the neck. And the reason is because those muscles and ligaments in the upper neck refer to the scalp, and they refer to even behind the eye. So all those treatments, all those conditions with headaches, neck spasm, respond beautifully to prolotherapy.
Something out to you? My husband had facet shot injections.
Sure.
Once he had the facet shot, it was supposed to last a lot longer than it did, and I guess they said 3 months, but his only lasted 24 hours. But the 24 hours that he had it, it was the only relief of pain that he's ever had in 6 years.
Okay. So that tells me that, again, the facet joints, those joints are basically surrounded by a ligament capsule. And so you get the medication in the joint, you're getting it to the ligament capsule as well. Unfortunately, it was probably a steroid, which doesn't strengthen the ligament capsule, so it's not a long-term solution.
Right.
But when you put a solution like prolotherapy with a dextrose solution, that's a longer-term fix for that kind of problem.
How long is the therapy? Like, how long does it, what's the general time frame?
That's a great question. The general time frame is, we do treatments about every 4 to 6 weeks,
uh-huh.
And it's usually over 3 to 6 treatments. Usually you start to see improvement after 2 to 3, and because it's not like a steroid shot. It's something the body's building
right.
over time. It's not a quick fix.
Right, it's therapy, right. It's like, I understand. Uh-huh.
Yeah, and then so over those 3 to 6 treatments, with each time, it gets stronger and stronger. And so we stop treatment when either it's all better or we say, okay, it's much, much better. Maybe not 100%, maybe 90%. But we say, okay, we're good. It's not getting progressively better or it's all better. So mm-hmm. For one of those two reasons, we stop the treatment.
And you do this out of Ridgewood?
Out of Ridgewood, absolutely.
Oh, that's great because that's nearby.
Good.
Okay, good. Well, thank you very much. I'm going to continue listening.
Okay, and we're getting close to wrap up because we go to the bottom of the hour. But if anyone else would like to call in, it's 800-848-WABC. This is Dr. Warren Slayton. My office is right in the heart of Ridgewood, New Jersey, and right now I'm live at the WABC studio. We might have time for one more call, but otherwise you can call and I'll talk to you after the show. Or you could call my office at 201-882-1500, or you could check out my website, njprolo.com. It's Dr. Warren Slayton. So I've talked about neck pain with Sherry, and I've also talked about, I didn't talk totally about the disc, but she was mentioning a disc herniation, so it really fit in well with what I'm trying to explain. But just like in the back, that disc herniation is a result of loose ligaments. And because those loose ligaments are loose, it's not holding the disc in place, and that disc comes out. It may pinch on a nerve, but it's also going to create spasm in the neck, and that spasm is there partly because of the disc, but more so because those joints in the back of the neck are loosened, and they're not. Things are unstable, so the body reacts by going into spasm. If you have, that's how the body is. It's compensatory. The body's very smart. If it senses that your joint isn't being held in place, it's going to do one of two things. It's going to make bone spurs to stabilize it, or it's going to make or the muscles around it are going to go into spasm, or both. So we want to treat the root problem, which is the loose ligaments, and that's how prolotherapy works so great. Another condition in the neck that prolotherapy is phenomenal for is many cases of neck pain are tied in with TMJ pain. And TMJ pain, what is the TMJ stands for? Temporomandibular joint. And that is the joint between basically near the ear, between the jaw and the base of the skull. And that joint, you could feel a little crevice there. And that joint is, what is it? It's surrounded by ligaments, and you get the similar situation where muscles are around it. Sometimes TMJ pain will refer to the neck, and other times neck pain will refer to the TMJ. They're very close together, so they're very related to one another. And so many times we can treat neck pain by strengthening the TMJ, and we can treat TMJ pain by strengthening the neck. We work them together. It's, the body works together. It's not a system in isolation. It's a beautiful, harmonious system, and we have to work hard at keeping that system in place. And that's what prolotherapy does, is by getting to the root of the problem, by getting to the neck, by getting to the TMJs, the temporomandibular joints, we treat this TMJ pain. So if anyone's suffered from TMJ pain, you know what I'm talking about, how miserable it can be. It can affect your sleep. It can affect your ability to chew food. It can just be miserable at many levels, and it's beautifully treated with prolotherapy. So it's a phenomenal treatment, and I look forward to seeing you for prolotherapy. The prolotherapy that I do is really top notch. I often use ultrasound for guidance for any peripheral joint for the TMJs. And that shows me where the joint is. It gets very accurate, quick needle placement. So it's perfectly placed, strengthens the ligaments, and it works beautifully. I also use ozone and sometimes B vitamins, actually almost all the time B vitamins, to help enhance the prolotherapy and stimulate that healing response. So prolotherapy at the Regenerative Healing Center is a great way to go. For neck pain, back pain, TMJ pain. Works on all kinds of pain, shoulder, knee. I've talked about that at other episodes. Tennis elbow, plantar fasciitis. But for prolotherapy for the neck and back is a great way to go, a great natural treatment. It's Dr. Warren Slayton at the Regenerative Healing Center right in the heart of Ridgewood, New Jersey. If you call now at 800-848-WABC, 800-848-9222, I'll talk to you after the show. Or you can call my office at 201-882-1500 or check out my website, njprolo.com. Next week, we're going to be changing gears a little bit. We're going to be talking about a health condition that's very common, insulin resistance. And we're going to talk about insulin resistance, fat, and hormones. And we're going to see how those all connect with one another and a way to greatly enhance your health. This is Dr. Warren Slayton, Regenerative Healing Center, 201-882-1500.